guess yesterday I did go out of line a little bit, a lot actually, and I want to apologize. I mean, I've been totally stressed, and right now I am the bad guy because of what I said yesterday. I was wrong to say that. It really was. I love somebody and I hurt them, and I shouldn't have said those things. But you say things when you're stressed out that you don't mean, and then you gotta come back somehow. But it's the coming back that's hard. I've been so focused on everything that I haven't really taken much credit and given much for what I have. I guess the whole thing here is I have to handle it my own way. Somehow. I mean, I can offer apologies, I can do my podcast and never speak about it, but I was ignorant of what I said, and I am the bad guy because I've been so stressed out, and it's not fair to anybody. So I deserve what I get. I don't know how long, I don't know where, I don't know what's gonna happen. I've issued an apology on here, but I am gonna give my peace of mind, and sometimes I guess you hurt feelings. And I made a mistake when I said I was only here for the job. I'm here for the relationship. It's just that I've been so focused on trying to get my podcast off the ground that I want to call the person out on Facebook Live and see who it is. I want to put that number out there that he has and see how he likes being played for a fool. But then I know that somebody will say something and I'll hear about it, and you take it from there. So I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut, not say anything, and do my best. Stay tuned for my peace of mind coming up next. So with gas prices going straight through the roof and people feeling it at the pump, you have to wonder sometimes, does the president feel the price go up? I mean, after all, he does spend the taxpayer's money, so does Congress very well, and it seems like they pay less than we do, and we pay more because we're the American people. As the prices go up, people are going to start to feel it. I have made a lot of statements to this current administration and to the past administration before, and I think this one's just about as true as ever. They don't care about the American people, they care about what they can get in their pocket. And big oil companies do fund the United States government. They have their hands in the government. Special interests, what they call them. And this president ain't above using special interest groups to get what he wants. After all, he is the president of the United States, and his son was colluding with the Arabs to get oil, and it was going into his bank account. At least millions of dollars was. And it wasn't from an actual job. I don't think he knew anything about oil. But, of course, I could be wrong. I really find it hard to believe that the government is so far disconnected from the people that it doesn't even want to help lower gas prices. $7 for a tank of gas is kind of outrageous. And it's just continuing to go. And I would not be surprised if by August we see $10 a gallon. That is shocking. The price is killing the American dream. And there is no relief in sight yet. But the government claims that they care about the people, but it's people who are suffering at the pump. And they haven't done nothing except complain and whine about another stimulus check that's never going to happen. This country is going to hell, and everybody who's voting is allowing these Democrats and these Republicans to act like idiots and watch the price go up. And as the price does go up pretty soon, people are going to start asking why. I think it's simple. Because the people who run the government don't know how to help ease the price at the pump. And it'd be simple too. Because, you know, the taxes that they have at the gas pump are outrageously ridiculous. And they could do something about that if they really wanted to. It doesn't take the president to do it. It takes the owners of the gas stations and the gas companies themselves to do something about it. And the state could really ease off on the gas price tax too. It's that simple. It's that simple if you're actually the president of the United States, which I have a feeling that I don't know who the president is. It's either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but they both don't take responsibility for their actions. So, I don't know. I'm not ashamed of the things I've seen happen. I'm just shocked. As the country digresses down a rabbit hole, so does the economy. And I haven't heard anything good yet come out of this president that would make sense. All he's done is make a whole bunch of executive orders and stuff, and that's it. But I have to wonder, like everybody else, is there a fine line where he's just not taking accountability and he's allowed to just run roughshod over the whole country? And, well, the answer to that would be yes. Because the Democrats don't hold other Democrats responsible. They let them get away with it. Now, whether you like to hear this or not, it is the truth. I've often questioned the accountability in the government, and we don't have any. Because 3 impeachments later, Trump got off, got acquitted, and the Democrats didn't care. It's like they were out to ruin a president. But to go after a Democrat in an impeachment makes it impossible, they said. They don't care. So who's to blame? It's the Democrats, because they don't want to take care of the country. They want to line their pockets with money, and then they want to talk about racism, capitalism, hate in America, and that's all they focus on. They don't focus on the economy. They aren't focused on building jobs. They're focused on destroying America. They want to sell us to China. And as long as they get their pockets lined from China, they'll be happy. Because that means that they don't have to take accountability. That means that the accountability factor is gone. And that means that the peace of mind that you have in the government is gone, because no one's being held accountable for their actions. But on a constant everyday basis, the American people, they go off to work, school, jobs, stuff like that, or out to lunch, and they're not held accountable because they already know what accountable is. When they go to work, they go to school, they have a job, they work 8 hours a day, and then some work 12 hours a day, 16 hours a day, trying to provide for a family. And at the end of the day, the money that they make goes right back into their gas tank because the president isn't listening, or he doesn't see it. And so they play this blame game, and it's getting really old. Trump's been out of office for 2 years now. Can't blame Trump for a 2-year problem that's been happening since Russia invaded Ukraine. And can't blame Trump for that, because that wasn't Trump. That was Biden's office. And he still hasn't done anything about it. So obviously he doesn't care. I mean, kudos. You got high gas prices, but you're killing the American dream as you go along. And people aren't going to sit by and just let you do it. There's people out there who are fighting to keep the American dream alive and to lower gas prices and to get more reasonable incomes in America. And entertainment is one that could stand to help America. As gas prices go up, entertainment goes up. The cost of going to the movies is up. The cost of buying food is up. The cost of living in America is up across the board. There used to be a store called the Dollar Tree. Now it's called the Dollar and Quarter Tree. And it just is ridiculous. The prices go up, and people who vote these administrations in don't think about this stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, you better start thinking about it come this summer, because we got another year of Joe Biden, and he goes out in 2025, and if the gas prices go up like they are, we could be sitting at $20 a gallon by next summer if he doesn't stop the price and get the oil companies to ease off their pricing, because we're destroying the country. So this peace of mind episode was at great consideration for today. I had to issue an apology because I really did go too far in the opening statement on my other peace of mind. But at the same time, I am really in need of work, and my podcast is my source of income, and so I need supporters, and I don't want to be charging for a podcast that will probably go out for free on other apps, and so I'm trying to keep it free, but at the same time, I'm also trying to get an income. I love somebody so much that I hurt them yesterday, and I want to make this successful so I can do the right thing when his birthday comes around. I think it'll be nice if I get the right kind of money and I have the income, because I love what I do. Podcasting is what I do, and I've been able to put into words how I feel. And yesterday I let my stress get the best of me, and I said some stuff out of context that I really shouldn't have said either way. I have very strong opinions about stuff, and sometimes my opinions overlook or over-inject themselves into my podcast. I speak from the heart, and I wasn't speaking from the heart. I was speaking from stress, and I shouldn't have done a podcast yesterday. So yeah, I'll take the bad guy card this time, and I'll take the lying card. I'll do whatever it takes to make it right. But I do love him, and I just hope he hears it, and I hope he forgives me at some point. I'm out on a limb, and I'm dangling from this limb, trying to make stuff work, and it's just a challenge to get through every day. But the fun is just getting started, because I'm going to say something pretty soon on Facebook about this gentleman who did what he did. And I do have plans to make it public, because no one should ever offer somebody a job and not have to face the heat. And the stress has gotten the best of me all the way around, because one, it was money, good money, that would have helped me out in a big way. And he doesn't care. Whoever this guy is, it says he's a friend. And he was texting me about the job, and it turned out not to be real. And I had the text to prove it. I wonder how he's gonna like being made a fool of on Facebook. And I wonder how those celebrities are gonna feel when they find out that he used their name like that. Yeah, I'm not too happy. I made an absolute mistake yesterday saying what I said, and I really am sorry. And I'm going to try and stand back and let the dice fall the way they may. I mean, I can only offer so much, and then somebody else has to take over. So we're going to see what happens. I know that my Peace of Mind podcast is going to be okay. I have opinions like everybody else does. I've made my opinions. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Podbean, V-I-N-E. And I'm on a whole lot of different podcasting sites. So I know I'm doing my best and I'm gonna make it. And things are gonna fall into place one way or the other. This was a short podcast. It wasn't like a 30-minute one, so hope you guys enjoy. Please leave your comments, your voicemails, and if you want to advertise, reach out via this app or social media, and we'll see what happens. Have a wonderful Friday, everybody.
In the sky.